We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
All right, welcome back for hour number two of The Drive here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz are with you for the next hour. Tom Thurber engineering the show, and Max Power is the producer at 869-1240. When you call that number, you hear Max on the other end, and he gets you on the air. We are going to do our top 10 Wednesday now with piano songs.
Yeah.
Loosely defined.
Piano intros, songs
identified by the piano.
We had Neil
Dowdy.
Dowdy on yesterday.
You've already forgotten him?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Dude,
sorry, Neil.
You are amateur hour.
Why?
He's the founder of one of America's most famous bands.
Okay. Well, top 25 bands in America? No. Top 50 band in American history, I would say. REO Speedwagon.
I think it's higher than that.
Max?
Max's
chair is empty.
They've had longevity for 50-plus years. Max Power, REO Speedwagon, top 25 band in American history?
Or closer to top 50. Thank you.
Max, you're supposed to agree with me, but that doesn't always happen.
Not always.
All right, here we go. Top 10 piano songs. We welcome your involvement, participation at 869-1240, the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Here we go. Jeff, number 10,
song. Number 10, Tim McGraw, Live Like You Were Dying. Has a piano intro. Not heavy on the piano, but it's got some.
Now, I almost toyed with the idea of having Tom being able to play each song.
Start him
up a
little bit.
But I'm not going to put that on Tom.
Tommy, let's do that.
He looked like he'd kill me if I... We're not going to do that. We're not going to do it, Tom.
How fun would that have been, though?
Tom doesn't look like he's...
He's not game for something like that right now.
No.
He's working hard on other things.
He does work hard. Number 9, piano songs.
Roll Me Away. Little Bob Seger.
You know what? I think I haven't heard that song in so long.
He opens his concerts with
really?
It.
Really?
Yes.
You've never seen a Bob Seger concert.
I haven't,
concert.
But I know that fact about
and
him.
And shamefully, neither have I.
Really? I thought you went to one.
No, that is one of the...
glaring omissions.
Black marks on my concert attendance...
ledger.
Doc.
Ledger is probably a better one.
Number
have you ever
eight.
Seen Jimmy Buffett?
Yes, twice.
Haven't seen him.
With my friend Doug Baber. Do you want to hear about those?
Sure. Were you guys
pairing
heads for a night?
We had two people around us who were having a good time with an illegal substance. Let me just say that.
That happened to me once.
Really?
Twice. Once at an Eagles concert and then also at a Jason Isbell
What'd
show.
What'd you do?
Didn't do anything at the Eagles concert. Moved at the Isbell show.
Let me just say that I did not move.
You did not move. You participated.
I'm not saying that. Oh wait, we'll get back to piano songs in a moment. Here's Darnell Valentine. Darnell, how are you?
Hey there, man. I am doing amazing. How are you guys doing?
You are as hard to get on our radio show as you were to guard back in your day as a high school.
Bob, you know life has to go on, man. They got me out here. I'm still working hard and hustling.
You really are.
If I had an alter ego, I'd be James Brown. I'm the hardest working man in show business.
There's no question about it. And that's just your personality. You've always been a hard worker. Darnell, of course, part of the Wichita Heights 1977 championship team, the best high school basketball team in Kansas history, then an All-American at KU and a longtime NBA player for the Trailblazers and Clippers. Before we talk about long ago, let's talk about now. I'm sure you see a lot of this Portland team. I believe, Darnell, you still live in Portland.
I do, yes.
What do you make of this club? They've kind of caught fire at the right time.
Well, you know, they have, and they've overcome a lot of challenges. But we have, in Terry Stotts, they have some Midwest values. And those Midwest values just do not accept underperformance. And then you have a leadership in Dame Lillard. I mean, he's the truth. I mean, I know the gentleman. He does the right thing. He lives the right way. And he's just a phenomenal player. And so they got great leadership. They brought in some nice talent that's complimentary of the community. That reflects the values of the community. The city has embraced them, and they've just performed well. I mean, they've had some ups and downs, learning experiences, being swept last year, come back with some resolve this year, and so they are. The Oklahoma, Russell Westbrook, they're talented, but you know they that bully basketball just doesn't work sometimes.
So what are you seeing from the Blazers long term? It seems like Warriors not invincible. They'll have either Denver or San Antonio in the next round. Those seem like both pretty winnable series. And then you have either Houston or Golden State. It's kind of easy to dream a little bit with this team, isn't it?
That's a long stretch. I think they can get to the Western Finals. I mean, they have a great opportunity, even though they lost their center, Nurk. They have a great opportunity the next series to either against Denver or against San Antonio. But I think the Warriors, in my mind, the way they play basketball, their skill sets are just, there's nobody that's going. If they're playing at the level that they're capable of, nobody's going to touch those guys.
You can't
stop Durant. He can get a bucket to stop any kind of dry spell, so you don't go on a dry spell. Or Steph Curry or Michael or Klay Thompson, they don't go on extended dry spells unless they lose interest.
Darnell Valentine, our guest, I'd sure like to see the shootout between those guards for the Warriors and McCollum and Lillard for the Trailblazers. I'm hoping that we get to see that series. Tell us a little bit, before we talk about the old days, tell us what you're up to now and have been for a little bit.
Well, for the last 12 years, I was working in management with the Portland Trailblazers. I was director of player development. And I had LaMarcus Aldridge, Brandon Roy, and that era of player. And I left there in 2007, 2006, 2007. And I got this opportunity to work for a company here in Portland by the name of Precision Cast Parts. And what we do, we're probably the world leader in supplying and manufacturing high specialty metals for Boeing aircraft body parts. We make all the hips, knees, replacements and all the joint replacements. We make a lot of things involving oil drilling and lining. So we do a lot of diversity of product, and we're the fourth highest revenue producing company in Oregon behind Nike. Nike does probably in the area of $25 to $30 billion. We do between $15 and $20 billion a year. Right. Warren Buffett just acquired us 2 years ago for $38 billion. So we're a big company, and my role with the company is employee engagement. I get out and I work with our employees, find out maybe what some of the concerns or issues are in our different operations. We've probably got 160 to 170 plants around the world. And my role is to go out and listen and manage some of the issues and address it with the leadership and see if we can just create a nice working environment for all our employees.
Darnell Valentine, our guest. Of course, you know him from his days at Wichita Heights, Kansas, the Portland Trailblazers, the Los Angeles Clippers. And I don't know that I've ever asked you this question, but what's the most enjoyable time that you ever had playing basketball? When you think about your career and your life as a basketball player, where does your mind jump to first?
Oh, man, back to my roots. Back to, Bob, when you were saying bad things about me in the newspaper.
Oh, come on. I want you to produce the clipping.
Back when I couldn't do enough, but the time, man, I beckoned to be able to go back to those times. And, I mean, and of course, the fish gets bigger in terms of how good we were. But I thought we were pretty good. And that time in my basketball career was just so phenomenal. In fact, I talked to coaches, is like a surrogate father to me. We talked 3-4 times a week. And
Lafayette Norwood, you're talking about.
Yeah, Lafayette Norwood. We took a trip with his fiance last summer. We went to Florence and we went to Rome because I played there for a short period of my career, at the end of my career. And we had a ball. So we're still close, and I still, that's home for me. Wichita is just, is always and always will be a big part of me. No question.
All right. How close, if at all, Darnell, and I apologize if this is history that's been covered, but I don't know. So
this is my son you're talking to, by the way, Darnell.
Did you? Oh, okay.
Yes, hello. Did you? I'm Jeff. Did you ever consider Wichita State?
No, not really. No. No, my choices were between North Carolina and Kansas.
And I got to know Eddie Fogler very well during that recruitment time because he was at pretty much all of your games. At that time, a North Carolina assistant coach. And I also got to know Ted Owens and Bob Hill very well during your recruitment, Darnell.
Yeah, and I think the calling card that really got me, because I had visited North Carolina, and it was such a great experience. And they got the tradition there. But the fact that I would be able to play at Kansas, I had the support of Coach Norwood and a dear friend of mine as well that I just loved to death, Jamie Coulter, who I played on when I was a kid. I played bitty basketball for Wagner Sales. Now that's challenging my memory, but that's how far we go back. It's just being at home and being at Kansas and having, you know, that support. It was just a no-brainer.
Our guest is Darnell Valentine. Before we let you go, I wanted to ask you about being a multi-sport athlete. I know you played football when you were growing up, and I'm fully aware, and from talking to a lot of people who saw you play, that you could have taken that route as well. Did you ever play baseball or any other sport?
I did not. I played football, but then at some point in time, everybody was bigger than I was, and I just wasn't tough enough. I'm beautiful, man. I was a wimp. I'm not gonna play football. I mean, I was ahead of that concussion protocol. I was ahead of my time. I'm not messing with football.
So it became pretty obvious to you that basketball was your route.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it did, Bob. No question.
What was it like being on that team in 76, 77 with so many strong-minded personalities? I'll put it that way. You guys were a tough group of players. James Carr, Antoine Carr, Calvin Alexander, Doc Holden, many more. What was that like, just being a part of that team?
Well, you know, as strong-minded as we were and as competitive as we were, and as hungry as we all collectively knew that we needed each other. Even though, you know, I thought I was pretty good, but I didn't know how good I was. We didn't know how good we were because we didn't have the exposure in a small community like Wichita compared to a national exposure. We didn't know how good we were, but trust me, we could have competed that year against anybody in the country.
Yeah, it was something to watch, and certainly for a young guy like me to be a reporter at that time and to see.
You were never young to me, Bob. You were always old to me.
He does have that look about him, doesn't he?
I was always old to you.
You always had that beard, man. You were always, you know, the old guy in the room.
And let me tell you something. I believe this is the year, if you haven't turned 60 yet, I believe you're going to this year, right?
Oh, I'm 60, man. I'm all of 60. I'm all of 60. And, you know, the beauty of it is, and which I tell young people, you know, it gets better as you get older. And so I weighed 183 pounds in 1981. I weigh about 185 today. And your quality of life and sustaining, because we all win the lottery when we're young, and people spend it like, hey, you know, I'm young. We only live once. And then they flame out at 40 and 45 and 50 and have all kind of health issues versus investing in themselves and having a long quality life. So yeah, man, so I'm knocking down 60 for sure.
Well, I've got an idea I want to talk to you about, but that'll be for another time. And
I'm so sorry, man. We had a difficult time connecting, man. I love my people in Portland, man. I still got family there.
No, in Wichita.
In Wichita, yes. And so, man, I said in Portland. My apologies. Yeah, in Wichita, I love my people in Portland too.
Your mind's starting to act your age, Darnell.
There you go. So you're one to call me out. Yeah, that's always been your role. You haven't changed.
Oh my goodness! Hey, it's great catching up with you. One of my favorites of all time. Thanks for being with us.
Well, you have my number. Anytime that you will have me, I will rejoice in the opportunity.
So, all right, Darnell. Take care.
Okay, buddy.
All right. You might want to keep your computer from making noises.
Oh, it's
during
a
my
stupid
interview.
Auto ad. I didn't have any control over that.
Make sure the volume's down.
Forgot the volume was on.
That would help. Oh, it just makes the show.
I don't think Darnell heard it, and yeah, I don't think anybody else cares.
It just makes the show a little bit better.
No, it makes it sound like, hey, well, those guys are working over there. They're making things happen. They're always
that
looking
was fun
for
me. I don't know that it's fun for you.
I enjoyed listening to Darnell. I didn't have a whole lot of questions.
That
for
is one of the true legendary sports figures in the history of this town, and it's just fun to get to talk to those folks. Darnell Valentine, number 14, of course.
Of course.
There can't be a better name than Darnell Valentine, and it's good to catch up. Back in a minute, we'll continue our top 10 list.
Can I do my 10-9 real quick?
What have 10 and 9 been?
Live,
in the best
live
piano?
Like You Were Dying and Roll Me Away by Bob.
So we'll get the top 8 from Jeff and then my top 10. Coming back in a minute, The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.